She could tell Officer Carr was proud of his role in hunting down a key suspect. Years later, this would be one of those stories repeated over and over again in all the good cop bars. They settled down behind the trees and prepared to watch the show. The hotel manager nervously picked up the phone and dialed the room. Rainey could see everything through the uncovered lobby windows and was happy Mr. Duncan couldn't say the same because the hotel manager was sweating bullets. Poor man looked like he was going to have a heart attack. While beside him, a somber young officer had dropped into a crouch and had his gun pointed at the front door. Rainey understood it was just a precaution. She was less sure the hotel manager appreciated that. The manager set down the phone. He was frowning. He said something to the officer and then Carr's radio crackled to life. "No one's picking up," Carr muttered. "The manager can't get Duncan to answer." He appeared worried. He glanced at Bakersville's quartet for advice. "Think he's figured it out?" Sanders murmured. Rainey took in the half-dozen cars and 16 milling men. "Geez, I don't know how." "What about having the manager approach the room in person? Knock on the door?" Sanders asked. "The moment the door cracks open, we'll push him aside and force our way into the room." Quincy looked at the hotel manager, who had sweated through his white shirt and was now swaying on his feet.
"I don't think so."
"I'll do it," Rainey said. They all stared at her. She shrugged. "I swear to God I have no real desire to be shot. But do you see any other maids around?" She gestured to the all-male crowd. "I thought not." 5 minutes later, Rainey was trying to pull a too-tight, threadbare gray blouse over her bulletproof vest. The skirt came to mid-calf and honestly didn't do a thing for her legs. Then she thought of her mother, dying in 3-inch heels. Jesus, her head was a mess tonight. Would somebody please get her a beer? She finally got the blouse buttoned, sucked in her gut, and walked out to the men. "You all right?" Quincy asked promptly. "Those federal agents didn't miss a thing." "Fine and dandy." She performed a pirouette, looking for a place to stick her 9mm. "Back waistband," Sanders said. "Can't."
"Why not?"
"'Cause the skirt's too fucking tight."
"Okay."
Sanders raised his hands and walked away. Quincy formed a pile of 6 clean white towels and tucked her gun in the middle, with the handles sticking out of the back for easy access. He handed it to her, his dark eyes calm.